time now for date night. We are joined in the studio by my husband, Brad Bednar. Good morning.
Good morning.
We recommend date night activities for folks looking for romantic things to see and do in this lovely community of ours.
I like how I used to be like your lovely husband, your one and only. Now the community is lovely, and I'm just, you know.
I gotta change it up. We'll bring your lovely back later, I'm sure.
I mean, I'll bring my lovely back later.
The problem with lovely is that it's such a nice word, but we've used it sarcastically for so long that now I have a hard time, like, hearing it sincerely, you know?
Well, bless your heart, Aaron.
Exactly, right? Like, that used to be a thing that was real, and now it's not.
That was never a thing.
I think that was a thing that was real.
That was always, like, some southern grandma throwing shade at somebody somewhere.
Someone used that sincerely, and then some grandma used it sarcastically, and that grandma just ruined the phrase forever.
I probably put
raisins in the potato salad, too.
I mean, you can't put raisins in a potato salad. That's not what this is. This is not like Aaron and Brad's culinary hot takes.
Isn't it?
It could be.
I mean, it so frequently is.
I mean, it sometimes is. Don't put raisins in your potato salad.
We are not here, you are correct, to talk about food.
We could.
We are here to talk about art.
We had the benefit and privilege of going to the... the uproar art exhibits around the area, but number two, closing ceremonies,
the finale. It was the award ceremony, basically. Yeah,
I like.
I kind of felt like the closing ceremony.
I like the imagery of the closing ceremony,
because they did have all of the artists like walking up one after the other to the front. So it really was like kind of an Olympic thing. Here's Botswana, here's Romania.
We had that one person with the torch setting fire to things. Was amazing and incredible, and. It was a great little event up in Hillsboro.
Depends on how you're looking at the map, I guess.
Across from the new Eno River Brewing, at the, like, Orange County...
Arts Commission. Their new space there.
Not just their offices, like you would think of, but actually, like, maker spaces.
They've got a gallery.
Studios. Yeah. Like, it's great. And... Blue Cactus was there.
Triangle Afrobeat Orchestra was there.
Afrobeat was there. We had beer from a tent. There were food trucks. all the things you want. And I told Aaron, it's unfortunate that, like, people are missing out on this. How can they have this experience somewhere else? And ta-da, date night. How do you capture that magic when it's, you know, an event that I've already talked about.
When it's an event that's already come and gone. Yeah.
Whether it's
like the closing ceremony or just like the Uproar Festival itself, because now like the Uproar thing is done, all of the art has been taken down or moved or whatever. So like we're done with the period where you go around town and check them all out. But where do you go now to recreate that or to have a date night that's similar to that, whether it's the closing ceremony or the festival itself?
Right. So,
what do you think?
I've got an answer.
Good.
And it's a thing that I did not know existed because you and I talked about as soon as it started and like when Blue Cactus started playing, I want to do this all the time. And it's unfortunate.
Oh, yeah.
Because Hillsboro really could just like take this space and partner with Eno River Brewing and like do this on the regular. And then we heard as they started, the various national anthems of all of the people.
And then Katie Murray gets up and is like, we do this on the regular, y'all.
Yeah, all the time. You can go there. There's usually live music. There's usually a food truck or two. There's clearly a place you can go grab beer across the street. But I bet they've got, a Heineken or something in one of those food trucks. First Fridays in Hillsboro.
First Fridays,
yeah.
Right. So still Last Fridays in Hillsboro, but First Fridays is also a thing, as it turns out.
That's it? Yeah. Did I get these backwards?
No. Last Fridays is the big art walk downtown, and then First Fridays is what they do at the Arts Convention.
Just go every Friday to Hillsboro.
Might as well, right?
And then complain if you don't have food trucks and beer, and tell them Aaron Keck sent you, and then eventually, every Friday in Hillsboro, you'll have art, you'll have food trucks, you'll have music. It's great.
So I've got an idea that's actually more, I think, a Chapel Hill Carrboro thing, but you can probably do this in most towns, but I'm thinking about this in the context of Chapel Hill Carpenter. The festival, the actual Uproar festival involved going around town and towns, actually, because it was Chapel Hill Carpenter, Hillsborough, and checking out all of these like really cool public artworks that they had put up temporarily. But especially in Chapel Hill and Carpenter, there are artworks that are up, that are public, that are more permanent, that you can go around town and check out. And there's some sculptures, but I'm really talking about the murals.
I was going to say the number two for me was murals.
Go do a mural walk in Chapel Hill and Carpenter, because there's a lot of cool ones. There's several that are fairly new that have gone up. There's some that celebrate the history of Chapel Hill. There's the cool Elizabeth Cotton mural. There's the Black Lives Matter mural that's up. There's some really cool ones just on the sides of buildings on Franklin Street. I think that pencil is still up the old post office. Office by Peace and Justice. Like, there's a whole bunch of really cool murals, and for better or worse, they change. Like, sometimes a mural gets painted over, a new one gets added. So you can do this every so often and experience new things. And it's kind of like the Uproar Festival, where you're going around town and experiencing public art.
Yeah, I like any excuse to wander our community and like see new things, which. In prepping for this show, I remembered something or rediscovered something that I forgot, which is my other recommendation.
Okay.
Aaron, you're kind of in tune with the music scene, right?
I've got my finger on the pulse, yeah.
Did you know that our very own chapelboro.com...
Our chapelboro.com.
This adjacent to the radio station, chapelboro.com...
Yeah, yeah.
Has a website. It's
That's where I get my local news every day.
Did you know that there's an events calendar that focuses on music in our community?
It's called the concert calendar.
Yeah. You can go to the concert calendar and know who or what or why things are happening at local or the Cradle or I think Pentatonix is in like Coastal this weekend. Use that as your launching point and explore local music on a night where the calendar cannot hold all the great things that are happening, and have a date night.
And that is date night. Brad Bednar, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.